opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
John chapter 3, verse 19, says this. I said, John chapter 3, verse 19, says this. This is the judgment. This is Jesus speaking. This is the judgment. That the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds are evil. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance, back from Washington, D.C., back from our nation's capital, where I had the, I guess you could call it a privilege, although sitting in front of the committee, the House Oversight Committee, where Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood testified on Tuesday. And it was a privilege to be in the room for some of the representatives, to be in the room with them. But it wasn't much of a privilege to be in front of Cecile, I'll tell you that much. It was frustrating, to say the least, to listen to Planned Parenthood's president lie and obfuscate all day long on questions she didn't want to answer. And now, unfortunately, the United States Congress has passed a continuing resolution funding Planned Parenthood. And this is how I feel right now. Or I guess this is what's happened to me right now. And many Americans across the country, pro-life Christians who have worked hard to try to get our representatives to do the right thing and defund Planned Parenthood, this is what the rhinos in Congress have done to us. Right in the gut. I mean, what more could we take from these people? They raised the stink. You know, they've talked about Planned Parenthood funding. They talked about defunding Planned Parenthood. And then when it came down to push to shove, what happened? They caved and did this to us. I don't know how long we can take it, folks. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then you have the mainstream pro-life organizations who raised millions of dollars and circulated dozens of petitions and signed up all kinds of new people to defund Planned Parenthood. And when it came time to stand up and call our representatives in Congress to do the hard thing, and that is to pass a bill that might inevitably be vetoed by President Obama, they caved. Predictably caved. Well, I was in the room. This week, Cecile Richards testified before the House Oversight Committee. I was 6 feet away from her the entire time for 3.5 hours. I couldn't take the whole 5 hours. I had to leave. But it did everything within myself to control myself and not try to confront her directly. Of course, I would have been thrown out of the room if I did that. But I had to leave it to our House of Representatives, members of that committee, to do the confrontation. And to be honest with you, several of them did. And what I want to do here is play a clip from one or two of them. Many of you who are listening to the sound of my voice know who Jim Jordan is. Representative Jordan is a representative from the northeast part of the state. I think he's one of the strongest conservatives in the GOP right now. And I hope someday, if not sooner, in the next several weeks, he would actually get a position in leadership in the GOP, because he's one of us. He's a true conservative, a true Bible-believing Christian. He's there for the right reasons. He doesn't play politics. And when it came to Jim Jordan, Representative Jordan, asking Cecile Richards questions, I think he held her to task. And what I want to do is I'm going to play this clip. And this is a clip where Representative Jordan is confronting Cecile Richards because she apologized when the first video came out. And he's trying to hold her to account, hold her to why, asking her why she apologized for the videos and what happened in the videos.
Chairman, Ms. Richards, if the videos were selectively edited, heavily edited, if this was entrapment, if this was all untrue, then why'd you apologize?
Well, Congressman, first, I think everyone has agreed they were heavily edited, and that certainly I think even...
Let me stop there. Heavily edited. Let's deal with that. They've been saying this from the beginning. When you have 16 hours, or actually there's more, there's hundreds of hours of video that was shot by the Center for Medical Progress. When you have dozens of interviews that you've captured undercover, you're going to have to edit it, right? I mean, it's just simple math. For sake of time, nobody's going to sit and watch hundreds of hours of source video. So the fact that it's edited is beside the point. Everybody edits their video. Any news source is going to edit their video to fit within the time frame that they need it to fit in, right? A TV station does it all the time. This radio station edits its information. It needs to. So the idea that this was highly edited is not even material to the whole issue.
My question is, why'd you apologize?
Perpetrator has agreed they were done undercover.
Oh, wait a minute. David DeLeiden's a perpetrator now. All he did was go in and use a undercover camera to capture testimony and other things, a video of abortion victims, and he's a perpetrator? What about those who are killing babies, Miss Richards? They're the real perpetrators, aren't they?
I spoke with Dr. Nucatola, who was featured in one of the videos.
By the way, she's the one who said, "I crush above, I crush below," when she was talking about the babies. She crushes above, she crushes below, so she can leave intact the hearts, livers, lungs. That's the woman she's speaking about.
And I thought it was important, in my opinion, it was inappropriate to have a clinical discussion of in a non-confidential, non-clinical setting.
What she's apologizing for here is not the content of what Nucatella and other executives from Planned Parenthood talked about in the videos. That's not the issue. The fact that they talked about finding less crunchy parts of the baby when they dismembered them in order to secure the baby parts. She's not apologizing for that. She's apologizing that it was unprofessional that these abortionists would go out into a restaurant and talk about these clinical issues, like killing children. That's what she's apologizing for.
What were you apologizing for?
That she used, I think, in my judgment, it was bad judgment to have a clinical discussion in a non-clinical setting.
The first video comes out July 14th, two days later, you go and issue an apology, and you said this: "It's unacceptable. I personally apologize for the tone and statements."
Well, and that's what I felt like.
No, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Which statements were you apologizing for?
Well, she doesn't apologize for the statements. She said that, but she didn't mean it. Bottom line, she just didn't mean it. And, it's sitting in that hearing room, I'll be honest with you, a couple of things I learned. First is, this should have been the Nuremberg trials, not a trial over funding Planned Parenthood. Cecile Richards should have been on trial for crimes against humanity. The same thing we did when we put all of the Nazi doctors up before trial at Nuremberg. That's what should have been happening in Washington this week. Not about giving them money. Not about giving them money. So, you know, I sat in that room. It's just surreal to listen to what was going on. The lying. Any time the question of abortion came up, by the way, she never answered it. Never. Not once. Never bothered to answer that question. And one of the things that's come out, but I should say this, that having Cecile Richards before this committee, we did learn some things. I mean, she was forced to answer questions and actually revealed a couple of things that we were unclear on. And for a long time, Planned Parenthood and others who support them, their surrogates, have said that Planned Parenthood provides mammograms. Well, they don't. And it's interesting that she had to come clean on that. This is a clip that was put together by the organization called Live Action, Lila Rose's organization, who I support and really like a whole lot. And here's a good montage of this whole mammogram question.
Millions of women all across the country who rely on Planned Parenthood for not just contraceptive care, they rely on it for mammograms?
We do not have mammogram machines at our health centers, and we've never stated that we did.
The $500 million that gets given to Planned Parenthood every single year goes to female care. It goes for scanning for cancer. It goes for mammograms.
We do not have mammogram machines at our health centers, and we've never stated that we did.
Planned Parenthood, for example, doesn't provide mammograms. Now, I know people say they do, but they don't. In fact,
yeah, they do.
We do not have mammogram machines at our health centers, and we've never stated that we did.
What's going to happen as a result of this, if this bill would ever becomes law, millions of women in this country are going to lose their health care access, mm-hmm. not to abortion services, to basic family planning, mammograms.
We do not have mammogram machines at our health centers, and we've never stated that we did.
Boom. Boom, I tell you. What's that? That was like the hammer coming down because they were exposed as the liars that they are at Planned Parenthood. See, here's the deal. Planned Parenthood's trying to do everything it can to tell the world, and especially the United States Congress, that abortion is such a small part of what they do. They say it's 3%, but what they really do is provide all these services for women, that they're a healthcare organization for women. The bottom line is this. They're an abortion company. Bottom line. That's what they're about. And a large portion of their revenue, a large portion of their activities, a majority, a portion of their services are about killing babies, and they don't want people to know it. Well, that came out at this hearing, and I was happy to be in the room to actually see them being put on trial and have to answer the questions that these House members asked them. You're listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. Go to our website at createdequal.org, and you can check us out on iTunes and Podbean. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Set up the bus.
We're back. Mark Harrington here, your radio activist, returning from Washington, D.C., where I sat in a hearing with Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood. And folks, if you have time, I mean, it's worth actually going on to C-SPAN and watching this video. We don't have time to go through everything that she said, but we learned a lot about what Planned Parenthood does, and that's a good thing. Unfortunately, the United States Congress has caved, which is highly predictable because, unfortunately, it's about politics in Washington. Unfortunately, it's not about doing the right thing. One of the other things I wanted to bring up real quickly, and then we'll move on, and that is that Cecile Richards was asked the question from one of the representatives, and this was one of it, one of the questions. And here's from Representative Ron DeSantis. He said this. Quote, Ms. Richards, if a child survives an abortion attempt, should it be given nourishment and medical care? Now, a normal human being, right, asked that question, wouldn't hesitate, would they? It wouldn't take time to think it over and come up with some kind of nuanced answer to it, would it? A normal human being would answer that unequivocally, yes. Of course, a baby surviving an abortion would be provided the appropriate medical care. But Ms. Richards couldn't answer that. In fact, avoided it. She said this, quote, I've never heard of such a circumstance happening. Well, where's she been for the last 42 years in America? And somebody that's on the front lines of the abortion movement knows all about this kind of thing because it happens. And it happens more often than we're willing to admit. And that is babies are born alive and survive an abortion. There are survivors right now that are on the speaking tour that actually have survived abortion. They're missing limbs, some of them. So she knows darn well that there have been children that have survived an abortion attempt. And rather than just answering the question, yes, of course they should have the right kind of medical care to resuscitate or take care of them if they're born alive after an abortion, she says, I've never heard of such a circumstance happening. And then she goes on to saying, well, I could say that at Planned Parenthood, I'm not aware of any instance. That wasn't the question, see? Anything having to do with the killing of babies, she avoids. When asked how much money Planned Parenthood makes regarding abortion, she didn't give a number. She couldn't. She kept referring to the mounds and mounds of papers and information that they've given to the committee and how responsive and cooperative they've been. Well, you know what? Planned Parenthood wasn't cooperative when they were asked that question. See, they don't want anybody to know the dirty little secret. And that is Planned Parenthood's an abortion company. That's it. And they provide these other medical services on the side. And the Democrats in Congress, the pro-abortion advocates in Congress, the reason why they don't want to pull funding for Planned Parenthood is simply because they want to fund abortion. Because it's fungible. And that means that even though there's Title X restrictions on Planned Parenthood's money, that the money directly coming from the federal government can't go directly to abortion, they give it to these other services which free up money for abortion, you understand? They know if they pull this $520 million a year, that Planned Parenthood is done. And they know it. And they don't want that to happen because they want abortion on demand. They want child killing in our country. And that's what this is all about. Don't be mistaken. That's what it's all about. Because the truth of the matter is, there are other organizations. They're called federally funded, or federally accredited health centers. Are federally qualified health centers. there are 13,000 federally qualified health centers around the country who provide all the same services that Planned Parenthood provides, except for the abortions. Except for the abortions. 13,000 of them. Now, why can't we just redirect that money? If we're going to give money to women's health, let's give it to these federally qualified health centers, which there's 13,000 of them. You know how many Planned Parenthood centers there are? 650. But yet they get $520 million. Just think what these federally qualified health centers could do with that money. Just think. That's all the Congress wanted to do, and that's what should happen. Planned Parenthood shouldn't get one penny of federal money. Shouldn't get one penny of any taxpayers' money, whether they're in the states or not, whether they're in anywhere in the country. So it's really about that. It's about abortion. And the Democrats are in lockstep with Planned Parenthood, and they will go to the mat to make sure that they get their money. Well, folks, the battle for now is over. The continuing resolution, unfortunately, was passed by the United States Congress. And all this bluster and all this grandstanding and pounding the table and all this hoopla about defunding Planned Parenthood by the GOP meant almost nothing. A couple of show votes, a couple of votes that never really mattered, defunding Planned Parenthood. But when it came to it really mattering, which was the vote on the continuing resolution to keep the government open, they caved. They caved big time. And here are the numbers. In the Senate, 70-28. And by the way, that means that Leader McConnell had to get Democrats to join him because there were many Republicans who would not vote for a continuing resolution that had funding for Planned Parenthood. Same in the House, 257-151. There were 91 rhinos that voted in support of funding Planned Parenthood in the continuing resolution. So the bottom line is this. In government right now, in the Congress, the Democrats basically control the agenda, even though the House and the Senate are controlled by Republicans. Because Leader McConnell and House Speaker Boehner, who, by the way, is on the way out, need the Democrats to get anything done because the Republicans don't want to support this agenda. You know, I find it interesting, the same time that all these debates about Planned Parenthood funding were happening in Washington, the Senate passed a bill to, or attempted to pass a bill to ban abortion at 20 weeks, knowing full well that President Obama would veto it. You know, and that's one of their arguments. They'll say, well, if we try to pass a continuing resolution that has removed Planned Parenthood funding in it, then we'll have a veto by the president. Well, that didn't stop them when it came to the 20-week ban. Knowing that there was a veto waiting for them, that didn't stop them then. Why would it stop them on the continuing resolution? See, we don't have fighters in Washington. It's all about them. It's all about power. It's all about their futures. It's all about padding their pockets. And things have not changed. And I thought for a moment that we might have a glimpse of what could happen if we could defund Planned Parenthood. Well, the can has been kicked down the road until December 11. And that's when this will be brought right back up. This continuing resolution will be brought right back up. And the Planned Parenthood funding will be right in the center of the debate. So they basically just put off another fight. It's going to happen again, and your radio activists will be in the middle of it. I can guarantee you that. We will be calling for the Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. We'll be calling for the Congress to end Planned Parenthood's funding. But more than that, we'll be calling our nation to repent and defeat Planned Parenthood and end abortion once and for all. We've made a lot of progress with this whole thing, with these videos. It's exposed Planned Parenthood. But we are a long way off from bringing this all to an end because it's so institutionalized. It's so entrenched in American culture and politics. It's going to take more than a couple of videos showing Planned Parenthood picking through baby parts to bring it to an end. You've been listening to your radio activist here. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net,
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.